Church shooting suspect goes to court.
Accused of killing 9 people in a hate crime.
Charleston mourns and heals.
All of our faiths are shaken, but we don't give up.
Prosecution to wrap up in movie massacre trial.
The emotional testimony about the youngest victim.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan.
And I'm Scott Pelley in Charleston, South Carolina, with the CBS World News Roundup. We're just outside the Emmanuel AME Church, where 9 members of a Bible study were gunned down Wednesday night. Now, flowers are in front of this historic black church, a memorial to the victims of what authorities are calling a hate crime. I can see 9 white ribbons tied to a black fence, one for each of the victims. Church historian Liz Alston is struggling for answers.
I wish I knew what possessed this 21-year-old man, kill people that he did not know, beautiful people I know, each of them.
Former Emmanuel AME pastor Stephen Singleton.
This is evil. To call it anything else is just not doing it justice.
The white suspect, who was arrested 245 miles away, is back here in Charleston now, and he'll face a judge today. Correspondent Adriana Diaz in Lexington, South Carolina, tells us more about Dylan Roof, accused of turning a place of peace and prayer into a crime scene.
Why did you do it?
Dylan Roof, in cuffs and a bulletproof vest, was quiet in custody. But those who knew him say they remember him talking about a scheme fueled by his segregationist ideals.
It was a plan. He said that he was planning it for 6 months.
Joseph Meek says Roof told him he wanted to, quote, start a civil war.
It was a race thing because he had told me that that the black people was taking over the country and that he wanted it to be segregation.
Though friends say he often slept in a vehicle, Roof was last known to live at his mother's home in Eastover, South Carolina.
Some in this city came together last night to sing, pray, and mourn. CBS's Peter King is with me here in Charleston.
Hundreds filled the pews at this community prayer service where Second Presbyterian Church pastor Cress Darwin says shootings are a true test of faith and hope.
People do recover. People are strengthened. People do learn and are strengthened by these kind of events, knowing that it's not easy and knowing that it hurts and that it's hard.
Joseph Wall was there with his wife and 16-month-old daughter.
This is something that's personal for everyone, and it's just terrible, and I just wanted to show some support. We all did as a family.
After the service, the mostly white attendees walked to the historic black church, leave flowers, notes, and to pray.
There were services in churches all around the country to mourn the victims of Charleston. In Pittsburgh,
this is an onslaught on our community as well as an onslaught on our faith, and we want to make sure that we show the solidarity, that we know how to come together in times of crisis.
And New Orleans.
I think it speaks volumes of how we've lost ground morally in this country.
The victims came from all walks of life, but were united in their love of God. One victim, 54-year-old Cynthia Hurd, was a lifelong church member. She worked at the Charleston County Public Library for 31 years.
She was a character. She loved her family. She loved her community.
Her younger brother, Malcolm Graham, told us that she was the backbone of the family. The oldest victim was 87-year-old Susie Jackson. The youngest, Twanza Sanders, 26. DePayne Middleton Doctor, 49, sang in the church choir. Ethel Lance, 70, worked on the church grounds. Reverend Sharonda Coleman Singleton, 45, was a member of the church staff and a high school track coach. Also killed, Myra Thompson, 59, a prominent member of an African-American sorority, and Reverend Daniel Simmons, Sr., 74, a retired pastor.
Passionate, retired, and came back to Emmanuel, did not have to do this.
We had a chance to speak with South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley on CBS this morning.
While a lot of issues are going to come up, my job as governor is to bring everybody back together. We've got to heal. I mean, this is a state that's broken.
I'm Scott Pelley in Charleston. Steve?
Scott, thanks. Now to Colorado and the trial of the gunman in another mass shooting, the 2012 movie theater massacre that left 12 dead and 70 wounded.
Prosecutors today wrapping up their case against movie theater gunman James Holmes planned to end with emotional testimony about the youngest victim. 6-year-old Veronica Mosier was killed sitting next to her pregnant mother, who miscarried and is now paralyzed. Ashley Mosier's heartbreaking story is expected to be the last testimony for jurors to think about, with extra days off before lawyers for Holmes begin presenting their insanity defense. Lee Frank, CBS News, Centennial, Colorado.
CBS's Steve Futterman's in upstate New York, where the manhunt continues for the two men who cut their way out of a maximum security prison.
As the search ends its second week, the two escaped killers, Richard Matt and David Swite, have now been added to the government's most wanted list. Officials here believe the two are still most likely in this area. Will they be found? A report today shows more than 130 prison escapees nationwide remain on the loose. Some have been fugitives for decades. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Plattsburgh, New York.
Flood warnings are up from the Ozarks and parts of the mid-Mississippi Valley as the remnants of a tropical storm that's brought nearly a foot of rain in some places moves through. Two bodies have been found in Oklahoma floodwaters, one a 2-year-old boy who was pulled from his father's arms by a fast-moving creek. The other was an 80-year-old woman J.T. Palmer knows. She was found in her truck.
Her house is about a mile from here. She knows this road. She's probably drove it 100 times.
An official in one Texas town says floodwaters were so strong they washed away barricades and ripped manhole covers from streets. A 286-foot cruise ship crashed into a wall in a lock in New York's St. Lawrence Seaway. Michael LeCure is the local emergency management director.
It's a passenger ship of about 130 people. It struck a west door of the lock, started taking on some water. They stabilized the ship in the lock. There's approximately 12 people injured.
The injuries are not serious. The ship was headed from Montreal to Toronto when it happened. It takes 11 hours to fly from Johannesburg, South Africa, to London. Somehow, two men stowed away on one of those long flights, and now one is dead.
A stowaway fell to his death from the undercarriage of a British Airways plane as it approached London's Heathrow Airport, and another was taken to a hospital where he's in critical condition. The dead man was found on top of a building in Richmond, West London, yesterday morning. It's believed the two men hid in the plane before it took off from Johannesburg, South Africa, and clung on for the 8,000-mile flight. Larry Miller, CBS News, London.
A top HBO comedy is on the move. Veep, the political farce starring Julia Louis-Dreyfus, is leaving Maryland after 4 years to shoot in California after getting more than $6 million in state film credits. It's a blow to Maryland. Officials say the show meant jobs for thousands of people and businesses. And that's the CBS World News Roundup for Friday. The broadcast is produced by Paul Ferry. For Scott Pelley in Charleston, I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.